Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. Hey, it's the 8th of January already, and here we are on Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and I have a bunch of questions for you, because like I mentioned, we're 8 days into January. What is taking place in your world? I just have a long laundry list of things that I've looked at for myself personally. And, you know, there's just so many different things. I want to take you down the road, too, but that would take probably three shows. So we're going to hit on some things today that I hope that will touch you, spark you, to make you see some things about you. Because remember, you know, it's not all about you, but if you're a business owner, and remember, life's a business, right? If you're that person that recognizes it's not all about you, that's great. But are you doing some things that show differently than what you think? Are you marketing yourself a little bit differently than you might think? So my I'm a little lost here today. I guess it's because it's only the 8th day of January, and I haven't practiced enough this year. Every week I do a challenge and a word of the day. We base it off the word that I speak on, and that word is gamble. And the reason why is because I spent 18 years in the casino industry, and gamble has become a word that I've recognized a lot of different ways. And as most of us know, as we travel through our life year after year, we recognize words to mean differently than we thought in the very beginning, because life changes us. So the word I speak off of is gamble, and it stands for an acronym of growth, accountability, marketing, and belief, leverage, and enjoyment. So I throw that word out there every week, and I pick one of those words out of that acronym. And what I'd like to do is use the word marketing. Now, marketing to me, as I'm learning in a workshop that I'm going through, is a little bit different than what I thought from the very beginning. And most people think that marketing, advertising, you know, all that's all the same. There's a whole bunch of different things. That's another show in itself. But for me, marketing in the word gamble stands for how you are marketing yourself. How are the words that you say, the actions that you take, how are they representing you as the person? Because sometimes I think we use excuses for others and for ourselves that really just are excuses. So let me dig into what I'm talking about, so maybe this will make a little sense. First week of January, I've had 4 conversations in 7 days with people that are questioning integrity of people that they might do business with or they might follow, who might be competition. And, you know, integrity is a phony word. Okay, a lot of people mistake it for manners. Because we have such a little bit of manners in our world today, people don't really take time out for others. It kind of gets a little bit torn up there, the description of it or the definition of it. So for me, integrity is very important because maybe it's the era I was raised in. Maybe it was what I was taught, I'm not sure. But I'd like to know from people out there what the word integrity means to them. And I'm going to post this up on my Facebook page and on Tough Talk Network Facebook page so you can comment on it. But I'm curious, okay, to find out what it is that you think integrity means. So I'm going to give you a couple for instances. You know, there's a world of coaching out there. There's a world of all types of products and services. And sometimes we join up with others to get coaching, and it doesn't always work out the way we plan. And, hey, you know, life's like that, right? Sometimes we purchase things and we return them to the store 2 days later because in the moment it was an emotional purchase and we did not have time to make a professional decision. I don't know. Maybe we just got fearful of what it is that we had to do. Maybe the outfit that you bought just didn't look like you wanted it to, or maybe you didn't have confidence in the way it was going to look on you. I'm not sure. But much like programs that we purchase or services that we buy into or webinar that we watch and we push the button at the end, what do you really know? What have you done as far as recognizing what's out there to make yourself better? So when I use the word marketing and I talk about integrity, I'm talking about the people that are selling. When they don't ask the proper questions throughout the process to allow you to decide whether it's a good decision for you or not, well, then maybe, just maybe, it wasn't your fault. And I say maybe because at the end of the day, everything you do is your responsibility. So maybe you need to look inside yourself and decide better on how you're going to make a decision. I know for me, I don't make a choice for 48 hours because I need to digest it. And I need to make sure that it's a fit for me. And I'm talking about a suit, a pair of shoes, a program, a coach, a new appliance in the house, okay? Even if it's a piece of furniture. I need 48 hours. Why? Because that's what works for me. Now, I don't know what works for you, but I can surely tell you that after the fact, when you go back there, and you're not getting what you want out of the results, and you start acting the fool a little bit because you want your money back, okay, you're not marketing yourself very properly, okay? Because in the beginning, it was your decision. So sometimes I believe God puts us in places to make those decisions, and once we do, we go, uh-oh, because it's not comfortable. We need to step forward and step out and continue to find out what it was that led us there from the beginning. Was it our emotion, or was it something that we were supposed to do so we could gain more opportunity in our business and in our lives? Now, I know it's complicated because a lot of times when things don't work, it must not have been the right process for you, because we never say, I didn't work hard enough, I didn't give 110%, I was busy. You know, me, I always say I make excuses for people, okay, because it's easier than saying the truth. But what do you do with yourself? What kind of excuses do you make? Where are you on all that? So when you're out there, and this is a two-sided coin, marketing today, when you're out there marketing opportunity to your community, make sure that you ask the right questions. Don't just sign someone up because you need to pay a bill. You will find at the end of the day, when you do the right thing will happen. And if you're the person signing up, make sure that you're not doing it because you need the attention that day and you like what you heard because it makes it sound like it wasn't all your fault and you're going to get instant help overnight. So let me use a scenario. If you go on a diet today, doesn't mean tomorrow you can go buy all new clothes. You got to lose the weight first. You got to go through the process. You have to discipline yourself and you have to do it every day. It actually becomes a shift in your lifestyle. It comes a different way of life. If you hire a coach or you buy a product or you have something that you want, make sure that you're going to be able to go the distance. Make sure that you're going to be able to be committed. Okay, and make sure that if you see money-back guarantee, that isn't the reason why I say, hey, what the heck, I'll try it. No, do it because you know that's what you need. Okay. If you're being coached, talk it over with your coach. Okay. If you have multiple coaches, well, you probably have a problem right there in itself. So for me, I like to make sure that everyone out there, especially the professionals that are selling, for lack of a better word, the Kool-Aid to everyone there, be sure that you qualify them. So at the end of it all, it's a success story for everyone. Because remember, down the road, an unhappy customer is not going to market you properly. And all your self-defense is going to make it look like you're guilty. So take the right steps in the beginning. Have faith in your process. Understand that what you do is the right thing. And if you're doing the right thing, God always makes sure that it works out. It's your choice. It's your business. But I could tell you, at the end of 2014, there was more people that were willing to change what they did in 14 for 15. Why? Because it wasn't successful. Why? Because they were doing what they thought everybody else was doing. It's not as easy as it looks, folks. You really need to climb into the car and sit there, and before you start up the car, decide where you're going. Once you decide where you're going, look at all the instruments on the dashboard. Do you have gas? Is your car overheating? Are you able to make the journey? No matter how bad you want to go there, does it make sense to do it? Are you going to be able to complete the mission? And if you're that person who says, I got a full toolbox and a gallon of water in the car in case it overheats, I'm going, and I'm going to be committed to making it work, well, then that to me is a yes. But if you don't believe in AAA and you don't look at the dashboard to see if you have gas in the car and you have no money to buy gas, but you're going to take a journey, well, that should give you the answer, folks. So anyway, that's my little thing for today. I hope that you will properly market yourself, either selling or buying. Because at the end of purchase, if you're not happy, you're going to be giving out your response. Good or bad, it's the way you're being received. That's what people think of you. Challenge of the week is to make sure this year you pay more attention to what you're doing. Okay, worry about what you're doing. Remember my saying, show up, listen, do the best you can. Detach from the outcome. Don't try to compete with others. Just be who you are every minute of the day. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I got a great show lined up here today. I always have a great show. I'm just totally blessed. I have Kendra R. Ganey, who is a entrepreneur extraordinaire. And I have Patricia LeBlanc, who is a manifesting mindset life optimization coach. That's a big word. Okay, but what I do know for sure, I have two international best-selling authors. Okay, and I'm excited about that because I'm an international best-selling author, and I'm always excited to see how people receive that introduction when they're introduced. Like, how does that make them feel when they walk into a room and they're introduced as an international best-selling author? Or do they not tell people? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to meet Kendra, and we're going to learn a whole bunch more. So we'll be right back after this break.
Feeling burnt out or lost on where to go next? Feeling like you own a job instead of a business, or that your business is running you instead of you running it? Expert business advisor Mike Calderwood can help. Mike uses a personalized, strategic, and proven approach to help you identify what is and isn't working in your business. He'll then help you establish an action plan so your business can thrive. Mike Calderwood, providing you straightforward solutions to gain a real advantage in your business. Learn more at MikeCalderwood.net.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, we have a show of two international number one best-selling authors. Okay, so I don't always get to have that pleasure, So I don't want to waste too much time. What I want to do is just tell you a little bit about Kendra Ganey. And she runs and operates a women's boutique and a family daycare business. Her passion is to inspire women to dare to own. She talks to women about vision board, turning their hobbies into businesses, networking, and following up. Okay, she's a multiple author of a couple different books. But what I want to do is I want to find out the real deal with Kendra. Kendra, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Tony. Thank you so much for having me today. Thank you.
So what I'd like to do is let everyone out there know how special you are. And we can't do that without them knowing where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
I'm originally from this glorious state of New Jersey, which I'm calling you from today. I'm in Roselle, New Jersey, where it's actually very cold today. I think it's below 10.
Well, that's the area I grew up in, right outside of Philadelphia, and I am so happy to live in Houston because we had a cold front last night. It did get into the 20s for about 45 minutes, but I'm sure it'll go up to 60 today. So anyway, so that's where you're from originally?
I'm originally from New Jersey. Yes, I am. I used to live in Florida for about 4 years, but I'm a Jersey girl.
And there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's on television, everything. You got to love it. So, okay. So, Kendra, you know, I'm going to give out your website so people can get there quickly. And it's GaineyGirlBoutique.com. GaineyGirlBoutique.com. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that we're going to talk about on that website, but I just like people to make sure that we get them on it immediately so they can start bringing in their questions. And people can call into the show at 347-989-1363 and ask Kendra any question that you want. Okay, so Kendra, you know, you're in New Jersey. You're from New Jersey. I know that you've been an international best-selling author and an author of another book called Network to Increase Your Net Worth. And I believe that you do a lot of things through the networking arena. Is that correct?
Exactly. I live my life networking, Tony. This is, you know, and joint ventures is really how I grow as a person and as a business owner.
Mm. So, you know, in my monologue, I mentioned the fact that people sometimes, I don't know how to put it politely, sometimes people sell you something that's really not what you need, and they know it. And in the networking arena, we run networking groups across the country at Tough Talk, and you meet all types of people that are out networking their business. And, you know, without to say they sound desperate sometimes, they're just trying to pay their bills. Do you find that more people are trying to just sell than care?
You know, when I was listening to you earlier, I thought you made excellent points about that, that a lot of people who are in the business of selling, their bottom line is always the dollar. But there are those of us who are in the business of selling who we think about the well care of a person. And I think you may have a little bit more of those who are worried about the bottom dollar, which makes it unfortunate. But there are people who are in the business of selling that want to give you things that will help better you or help make you feel better or help you get toward that place of betterment in yourself.
Mm. And, you know, it's an ongoing process. It's not that it just happened last year. That's the way we are as humans, and I'm as guilty as everyone else, and sooner or later we make the shift in our lives. But it's just good to know for people out there listening that if they feel like they might be stepping in that territory, that others have come out of it.
Okay? Right.
And we've all started there. You know,
buyer beware, it's for sure.
Yeah, and so you have to, you know, you sell merchandise, handbags, apparel, hats, T-shirts, jewelry, and watches, okay, beauty supplies. Now, I'm not seeing any watches that I would wear, maybe a necklace or two under my shirt. So this is
mostly women's clothing and accessories, Tony, so we would probably have something more befitting for your wife.
Okay,
but
fair enough.
Some things we do carry, some neckties and things like that for men, and we do have some wallets and key rings, and we have body products that men can use, like lotions and body scrubs, because sometimes men, until we talk to them about using body scrubs, they really haven't experienced the body scrub.
Well, you're right, and that just doesn't even sound like we would tell our friends, our guy friends that we use it.
But you come back for it, I can trust you. You'll come back for it once you use it.
Yeah, because it does feel good and it works. So
yes,
I totally agree. Okay, so let's find out a couple things. You say that your passion is to inspire women to dare to own.
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
I sure can. It's something that comes from within. You know, we as women, we're so talented on many levels, especially if you're a mother, a wife, a sister. You already wear many, many hats. You figure out how to make very little, much out of very little. So a lot of times a woman has a talent that she's really already using that she doesn't know that can actually be a viable income for her. So we like to, talk to women about what they're, whether they're sewing or cooking or doing crafts or, whatever it is that, that could be a viable business, for you, if you wanted to bring in additional income into your home. So that's what we like to, talk to women about, their passions, what they're, good about. Some women are very good at scheduling and others aren't. And then, you can help somebody, streamline their to-do list so that they can be more efficient. And, that's a way for you to make money without taking time away from the family. So dare to own is something that, once you think about it, once you have, marinated on, as you said earlier, you don't do anything unless you've thought about it for, at least 48 hours. Once you've said, I could actually do this can be a business, then most women are really excited about taking whatever it is and transforming it. So that's why we just like to speak to take a dare, try, gamble, why don't you?
I like that word, gamble.
Yeah, I do too. Ceci, you're acumen.
Yeah, well, I never knew when I started working in the casinos in Atlantic City that this is where I would be 20-some years later. But anyway, so books. You're an author, multiple author, and what I'm seeing first is network to increase your net worth.
Yes.
And
yes,
it says this book will blow you away with its content and shatter everything, every misconception that you ever had about the art of networking.
Yes.
I need to hear more about that because
okay.
I've been preaching and teaching networking for 6 years, and sometimes I just, if this is a magic tool, I'm going to buy a box of them and give them out.
Amen. Well, in my chapter, which is called Connecting the Dots, There is Money in the Follow-Up, what I speak to is about after you've gone to the networking event, after you've met that great person, after you've decided that this is the person that you want to move forward in whatever it is, and we leave the event, we're charged up, we get home, we put the business cards away, and we never make a phone call. We never follow up. We never find out if that was the perfect fit for us. And a lot of times, that's where you lose your money. That's where you lose your connection. And for me, sometimes it's not the money per se, but it's the connection maybe to the next person. As taking the book. Joint ventures with women and everything. I almost missed the opportunity because I didn't follow up with the email, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's funny because a lot of times what we teach is what we struggle with.
Uh-huh.
And, that's what makes us good at it because we understand the pain of it.
Uh-huh.
So this is a compilation book with Toni Coleman Brown.
We've had Toni
on the show a couple of times, and she's awesome.
Phenomenal.
And there's a whole list of women here that have written books that great book. Where can they find it?
You can get the book. You can go to Amazon.com to find the book. Actually, you can go to my website, GainyGirlBoutique.com, and you can purchase from my website. And you can also find it listed on Amazon.com also.
Okay, so I'm going to tell the listeners to go to the website and buy it because, as I know from doing many compilation books, only the author at the bottom of the front of the page makes the money off of that purchase. So go to the website, and it's GainyGirlBoutique.com, and purchase the book there so that Kendra receives the credit for the book. So now you're in another book, and this is a special book for a couple of reasons for me. Because, one, Christine Marmoy is the lady I work with, and she just just spent a weekend here in Houston with me from Mexico. And my wife is also in the same book with you as well. So this is special, Manifesting in High Heels.
Isn't that
lovely? And so tell us about your chapter there.
Oh, my chapter there was very, it was a painful chapter because it was actually a life circumstance that I was going through at the time I was being asked to talk about manifesting. In my my chapter is Stay the Course Even When It Changes. Ugh. And that means that, you know, sometimes in our businesses and even in our lives, and mine was more so business, we started out one way. We started out with a partner. We started out with a full way of where we were going. And just less than 3 months or so, all of that changed. And it was not beyond my control. And, you know, the power of fear and you know, fright and all of those things were trying to grip me and trying to make me, you know, go another way when, you know, I knew what the course was for me. I knew what the plan was for me. And I knew, you know, the way for me. And it was something I had to teach myself during that time that just manifested that chapter is staying the course. Even when it changes, because what we do the first time of trouble, at the first sign of trouble, what we do is we say, oh, okay, I must need to go left or I must need to go right. No, if you hit a roadblock or, you know, you hit a speed bump, that just means you need to slow down. It doesn't mean that you need to get off the road. It doesn't mean that you need to turn around. It just means that you need to proceed with caution. But you still need to proceed. So you have to stay the course. You have to stay the course. So I was very therapeutic for me during the time of this book. Christy Murray is an excellent, excellent woman. This is her business. This is what she does. It's phenomenal how, you know, just one chapter in a book can change your life. You know, it just has done many things for me. It opened up the door of speaking engagements. It's opened up the door for me to be able to, you know, speak to women. And it's been phenomenal. And I'll say it again. Stay the course. Stay the course.
Yeah. I like that. And in your, in your chapter, in the second paragraph, you write about Romans 8:28. and it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who
are called
according to his purpose.
That's right.
So when you say this, I'm assuming, and I have no reason not to believe, that's the verse you live from. And
oh, for sure. Many, one of many, yes.
So when you work with women to care, to turn in their, you know, you made a good point. You tell them that there's value in their hobbies or in the fact that they were able to multitask or organize their family list every day and the to-dos and not-to-dos and all the different running around and all that. I mean, there's just so much opportunity in things that we do every day. We just don't recognize it. Is this a verse that you use when you're having that conversation?
It can be. I can't say necessarily all the time because different people need different things. And spiritually, I'm very connected. So God will give me, you know, what needs to be said. But I will always tell a person that, you know, for them who love God, that, you know, he has a purpose for you. I will surely always tell them that, you know, he has a purpose for them. Just as you are sure that you love him and that you know him, he surely has a purpose for you. And he'll never, 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 you know, change that. It's us who change the purpose. But that's a whole nother.
Amen to that. I hear you. You got that right. So, okay, so we're running out of time. I just want to make sure. I love it when people put Bible verses in their story, because I think the fact of telling your story is something that God wants us to do, so we can share our journeys to empower others to get through the process.
Yeah.
So, question for you. When you're introduced as an international best-selling author, okay, how does the first or second time that happen? Did your shoulders grow? Did your head raise up? Did you have to catch yourself? How'd that work for you?
It really makes me giggle. Because it's unbelievable, and I know that it is only by His grace, and I know that, you know, it's something that, wow, it still, you know, it wows me. It really does. You know, it wows me, you know, so much that I'm in the middle of penning my first solo project. Prayerfully, through the end of the year, it will be done. It's a devotional. It's geared for, you know, women, but it really will speak to, you know, people, men, anyway. And it's called 30 Days to Freedom. And the first chapter of the devotional is, trouble don't last always.
That's awesome. So you're going to have to come back on the show when you do that. And I know that people can buy Manifest in Your High Heels on Amazon.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you a hard time for a second. I can't find it on your website.
I have not posted it yet, and I will get that done. Yeah, I have not yet posted it on my book, because the person who does it, I have not been able to reach. I'm not a techie person, so I hadn't been able to upload it to the website. That's the only reason why it's not there yet.
Okay,
but I do have it in my store.
This
book here, it's okay, because this book, unlike the other books, as you mentioned, anytime there is a compiled book where there are many authors in it, normally the person who makes that money is the person who compiled it. But through Christine's graciousness, she's going to be sharing the royalties of the book with us in an ongoing process. So it's
she
okay
is awesome
to buy
like
the book.
That.
Yeah, she's awesome like that. So it is okay to buy the book from Amazon.com. You can surely leave a review and you know, mention that you heard, you know, me talking on Tony's show. That would be, you know, wonderful. But you can surely get the book from Amazon.com, and it will soon be on my website, GainyGirlBoutique.com.
Perfect. I just don't want people to be cheated out of having a little bit of Kendra in their life. Okay.
Well, at the end of the day, however they get it, Tony, it's okay for me because they have contact information, and it really is, you know, it really is about manifesting more. Of course, we, you know, royalties and pay, we're in the business to make a living, but sometimes you give something to get something more.
Well, it shows that you're a true networker. Okay, and I'm excited to have you on the show, and I look forward to you letting me know when the book comes out, your devotional,
so
we can have it back on the show. I just want everybody to know that in 2015, Tough Talk Radio Network is focused towards Christian authors and Christian conversations and business owners, because I really believe that what I believe so dearly, what I've learned in the last 4 years, I need to make that Tough Talk information available. So,
yes.
Thank you for being a guest
you.
Today. Let everyone
thank
know how
you.
They can contact you, call you, find you, or and also if you have something coming up that people need to plug into.
They can find me on my Facebook page for the boutique at GainyGirlBoutique.com, and they can call me at area code 201-245-5442. That's a direct line to me. What we have coming up right now is we're working to I'm part of, with Tony Coleman Brown, the Network for Women in Business. I'm a regional director there, so we're working on putting some workshops together starting in the springtime, so we don't have the dates for them yet. But as soon as we get them, we'll let you know, Tony, for sure. But you can always find out from my Facebook page, GannyGirlBoutique.com, through there. I share a lot of information, so you'll be able to meet me there. Or you can follow me on Twitter at GannyGirl216 or on Instagram at GannyGirlBoutique.
So I put this up on all of our social media sites, and it'll be on Twitter as well. Just know that if you type in Kendra R. Ganey or Ganey Girl Boutique, you're on Google, you're going to find Kendra. So, Kendra, thank
yeah,
you,
you'll
and
find
we
me.
Wish you much luck.
God bless you.
Much
have a great
year.
Year.
And we'll talk soon. Okay.
Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Folks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my next guest, Patricia LeBlanc, and she's another author in the Manifesting series. Boy, I'm having a hard time with talking today. Anyway, so we're going to come back after a short break. Stay tuned.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's Thursday, the 8th of January. If you missed the first part of the show, you can always go back and find it on the archives or just go to Tough Talk with TonyGambone.com and you can find it as well. I'm always looking to connect with people, so make sure to send me an email, info at Tough Talk Radio Network. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter at TTR Network. You can find me there. You can find me anywhere as you can type in on search bar of Google, Tony Gambone. Okay, so here's what I want to make sure that you recognize. Kendra R. Ganey. You can find her by going to her website, which is Ganey, but man, I'm having trouble this morning. I do apologize. GaneyGirlBoutique.com. I have to slow down, okay? So sometimes I get excited. But today, I want you to make sure to go to GaneyGirlBoutique.com and check out two things. One, her website, and network to increase your net worth. Man, I can't tell you how excited I was to see that book on there, because I really believe it's important that every day the people recognize that every step they take, they're in the world and they're networking. So what you do really shows up at the end of the day, good or bad, right? Just like we said, reap what you sow, good or bad. My next guest is a young lady by the name of Patricia LeBlanc, and she is an international best-selling author, a master energy practitioner, a teacher, a coach. She helps women who feel stuck, unfulfilled, and unhappy to get clear on what they truly want in their lives. Now, you know, I got to just take a mention here that what about all us guys out there that are stuck and aren't really clear what we want? Oh, that's right. We have our wives to tell us. Anyway, I want to welcome Patricia LeBlanc to the show. How are you today, Patricia?
I'm great, Tony. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. And, you know, I am excited because to have two international best-selling authors, well, I just get excited about that. I think it's really important for people to understand how important it is to get their stories out there, to get some of their stuff out there in print. So what I'd like to do is start from the beginning. Tell me where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
I'm calling in from Toronto, Canada, and I'm originally from the province of New Brunswick in Canada. I have to specify Canada because I know New Jersey has a city called New Brunswick, so I'm from Canada.
Yeah. Okay, very good. And so you are in the arena of, I would say, holistic healing. Is that correct?
I do holistic energy healing, and I also do, like, manifesting coaching and, like, mindset and helping people live a balanced life.
Okay. So, you know, at one time I used to think that that was kind of like crazy stuff, almost considered like witchcraft, until I had to go through the process where I tried it because I was desperate and wanted to try anything. And then it opened my eyes to how incredible the whole process is. From Reiki to you know, the whole law of attraction. Now, do you do any EFT?
I do a little bit, and I also do, like, integrated energy therapy. I also do Theta healing. So I have quite a few tools in my toolbox that I can help my clients, and I actually can help myself also. So anything I do with my clients is something that I'll do on myself also.
Very good. So can I ask you, how did you get started in this? What made you decide one day that this is what you're going to do? Was it through an experience you went through that seemed the value of it?
Well, in 2004, I did a major depression. So that made me obviously reevaluate my life because I'm like, okay, I can't, something has to change. Normally that's what happens when you hit rock bottom. And then I made a big move. I had moved to Montreal then. I went to school, I studied massage therapy, and from massage therapy I got introduced to Reiki, and then from there I got introduced to other things, and of course reading, and then I had an open mind, which helps a lot too, because you learn so much more when you're open-minded, and then from there everything evolved.
You just made a really good point, okay? Open mind. Now that's something we don't have very much of very often, because we try to make sure that we can control the situation. Do you think that most people that you come in contact with for this process are more on the I need help, I will try anything, versus, well, you know, I was just keeping an open mind one day and I decided, you know, I'm just going to come to you instead of a doctor?
I kind of see some of both, because some of my clients, they don't like going to the traditional route because of the medicine, and there are some that are like, you know what, I'm desperate, I need to do something, so I'm willing to give it a shot. So I kind of see a little bit of both with my clients.
Yeah. Well, I find that that's very common in the world of coaching, in the world of business, in the world of mentoring, and just in the world of raising children. A lot of times we do things because we're desperate and we want it right away. So when someone comes to you, how do you explain to them that this process isn't going to be like done in 30 seconds?
Well, first, before I take on a client, I normally do like a strategy session. So first I want to be able to see what do they need, what are they looking for, because if I don't feel 100% that I can help them, I won't take them on as a client, because I don't want to just take clients to stop clients. I want to take clients that I can help. And I always tell my clients, patience. You need to be patient, because if you try to rush the process, you're not going to get the results. Also, the universe it's not going to give you what you want if you're impatient, because you're coming from a negative energy, so you're going to attract negativity in your life. So I try to tell them, you need to be patient. Stop, take a nice deep breath, and just be patient, because then it will come to you. Sometimes the universe testing you, how bad do you want it? And when you're so impatient, you're not going to get it.
Right. Right, so it really does come down to you get exactly what you think you're going to get, exactly when you think
that's
you're
going to
get it. So
yeah.
It's a hard reality, but it's a great reward if you can hang in there and do that. So now I mentioned the book, Manifesting, I can't say anything right this morning, Manifesting
in
High Heels. And... you know, I mentioned we just had Kendra Gainey on, and she's an author in the book. My wife, Wendy Gambone, is an author in the book.
Wendy,
one of my
yes.
favorite people. Celeste Johnson is an author in the book. And, of course, we both know and love Christine Marmoy. But, Patricia, you've
yes.
been in lots of books. You've authored
I've been in five, and I'm compiling my own book that's scheduled to come out at the end of March.
Okay, great, because you just answered my question. I was going to say, when are you going to take over the cover? So that's awesome. What's the
Starting
title
at the end
book?
Of March, that was my next step.
And what is the name of the book that's coming out?
It's going to be called Manifesting a New Life, Money, Love, and Health, and Everything in Between. So it's going to be a book basically teaching people how to fast eat or like, money, which could be, there's different factors like abundance, new health, because if you're really sick, as I know you've gone through an illness, it's important to do the right thing so that you can come back on track. And a lot of it's your mindset too, because if you refuse to take on what the doctors tell you, miracles will happen. Because I mean, doctors will tell you what they, based on their past experience, and I have a family doctor in my family, and she even says, we'll tell our clients based on what we've seen, but you, the client, can decide, I'm not taking that on, and that's not my reality. This is going to be my reality, and that's it, that's all. And also about love, because those are relationships. It's important to, first of all, you need to love yourself, but you need to also have love of other people around you. But it all starts with you. So I want to help people to be able to manifest what they want in those three key areas of their life.
That's very good. Now, I know that it is important, all these steps. And I know that once people put their message on paper, it becomes a different reality. It's easier to see it. It's easier to keep confidence in it. I know that my world, 98% of healing is mindset. And so you could be with the best doctor, the best holistic practitioner, or the best person in the whole wide world in what ails you, but if your brain doesn't believe it, if your mind doesn't believe it, you're just wasting your time. So mindset's very, very important. So tell me, what is it that you do? Because I believe, and I'm going back to your website, I just want to make sure everybody knows, patricialeblanc.com, okay? And you
it's
have...
patriciaeleblanc.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. I should keep my glasses on, huh? So tell me, you have programs people can sign up under? Is it just the practice that you do? I think that you do some type of coaching, correct?
I do manifesting coaching. I am putting a program together, which is going to be launching probably next week or the week after. And that will be posted everywhere on social media, so they can follow me on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. I have all my social media links on my website. And I also do, like, energy healing. So somebody, because a lot of times, too, I find just doing the coaching is not enough, because if you have, you need to change your belief system. You need to change your mindset. So I kind of do the 360 degrees. I don't just touch one component. I kind of can touch the whole component, and I use a holistic approach. So I go base. I have obviously protocols in place, but I use my intuition. What am I being guided with this client? Because we're all unique, different. So what works, let's say for you, may not work for me or for somebody else. So I kind of use a personalized my approach with each client. So because we're all individuals, so you can't just say, okay, this is like this, and it works for everybody, because it's not going to work for everybody. So you have to personalize it.
I do agree. It's not a one-size-fits-all. That's a baseball cap that stretches to a different size. But you're correct, because as I mentioned in the beginning of my monologue, a lot of people will do different types of programs or sell different types of programs, and they don't have the assessment to qualify that you actually could help that person. And sometimes you gain more credibility by saying, you know, I understand what you're going through, but that's not something I can help you with. Recommend somebody else or a different direction to go on that. So that's huge. To me, I think that's the most important part about making a decision on who you're going to hire to help you, is the way they present themselves to you that shows that they have your best interest at heart, not their best pocket at heart. So that's awesome. Very good. So in 2015, 8 days into the year, okay, what's the one thing that you're still dragging along from last year?
Actually, I released that last night because I went to an event here in Toronto at the Toronto Power Group, and we did a board-breaking event. So we broke a board with the palm of our hand. So I had something I was releasing, but then I actually wrote it on the board so that I could release it. And then, of course, I hit it on the first shot because I've done it before. But my first time doing it, it took me several times because all I kept thinking, I'm going to break my hand. I just kept at it, and I finally did it. Now, this year, I knew, okay, I'm not going to break my hand, so I just go for it. And that's basically what you need to do for it. Because obviously with my energy work, I've released anything that needed to be released from 2014, and I celebrated what needed to be celebrated because I had a huge year. So, and I'm looking forward to 2015 because it's going to be even bigger than it was 2014.
Awesome! I love the fact that you did the board. I've been in events where I've seen that take place, and I'm really looking forward to my turn at that. But sometimes we need something that really allows us to believe that it took place. And if it comes down to breaking a board, I think it's important. Can you explain why that will allow you to release the process?
Well, first of all, I mean, I broke an arrow with my throat. I did the board breaking because when you do stuff like that, the first thing normally is going to come to your mind, I can't do that. And then after you do it, you realize, shit, I just broke a board with the palm of my hand. I went through it. It broke in half. I can do this. I can do anything. I'm standing in my own way. You're letting fear control you. And part of the exercise yesterday, we had to make a list of what was holding us back from accomplishing our goals, because we had also goal setting and all that. It was a process. And then we had to take our major one, mark it on the board, and then what is possible for me if I break this board? And, I mean, I had a big list. And once you realize I can hit that board, you can do anything, because really it's just our mindset. It's us that's stopping us from achieving what we want. You can break a board. You can do basically anything that you want. Like I said, it all comes down to our mindset. Do you really believe you can do it? And will you go for it until... I mean, some people that were working yesterday had to try more than once, but they didn't give up. And that's the thing in life. Don't give up. Just keep at it. Sometimes you need to change things a little bit until you actually get to where you want to be.
I like that. That's very good. So it is a matter of being able to know the strength within you if you allow it to be released out of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. So that's good stuff. Now, when do you have in Canada, I know here in the States we have a lot of networking groups, and I kind of know the answer to this, so I'm just setting it up for you. Do you have networking groups that you go and visit, like maybe it's all for holistic healing or just for every type of business owner for breakfast or lunch? Do you do that kind of stuff up there?
Yes, we do, and I'm actually part of a group called Pink Portfolio, so it's female entrepreneurs, so we kind of network and help and support each other because I find it's important, especially if you work mostly from home, that you need to get out of the house, you need to network with other people. And I'm an introvert person, but I've now made a commitment in 2015. I'm going to start going out and network in person much more than I did in the past. Because it's important to connect with people, not just like, okay, online is great, Facebook and all that's great, but you also need to get out in the real world, I'm going to say, and meet people live. And you get to learn so much from talking with different people, people in your industry, but also people from different industries sometimes can help you see a perspective that, oh, wow, I didn't think of that. So I find it's really good to go out and meet other people also.
Yeah. Yeah, I find that as well. I think that it's important that that we get out from behind our desk, we get some fresh air, mm-hmm. we get some fresh ideas, and we find out who we can help. They're important issues. And a lot of times if you stay behind your desk, you don't remember to help others, and when you don't help others, nothing comes your way. I don't know how that works. I call it a God thing. Some people call it the universe. But I just know that it is the truth. So do you belong to any groups up in your area?
I belong to a few of them. I volunteer with Peak Potentials, or I think it's New Peaks now, the Millionaire Mind Intensive, because that was an event that actually changed my mind. So when we work at those events, like we're fully volunteer. So we're there for like 3.5 days. But I find it so rewarding helping other people. And you're seeing them coming in on Friday morning, and then they're leaving Sunday, the ones that do decide to stay. And they're a brand new person. Their mindsets change. And it's rewarding because you get to see those transformations. Which for me as a coach or even as a holistic energy master practitioner, I think for me that's the most rewarding thing, seeing somebody going from where they were and then they're uplifting their life and there's a change in their life. To me, that's the most rewarding thing, to see somebody change for the best.
Yeah, it's almost like words cannot express the feeling that you get when you see that. And that's why it's mm-hmm. really important for people to experience it. So, well, we're running out of time. And so if you could, please give everybody your contact information and what you have coming up that they can plug into. And when your new book comes out, I sure hope you're going to come back and let us help you market it.
Of course, Tony. I'm definitely going to. You're on my list already anyway, so don't worry about that. So the best place for people to connect with me would be on my website, patriciaeleblanc.com, because I have all my books, projects. Like I said, I'm starting a coaching program, which will be in the next few weeks, and people will need to apply for it. Because I make sure that it's a perfect fit. I don't want to take on just anybody. I want my clients to see results. And they can also connect with me on Facebook at Patricia LeBlanc. So it would be like www.facebook.com/LeBlancPatricia, because I had to reverse my name because there's too many Patricia LeBlancs in the world. Or they can even Google me because I'm pretty up there.
Hmm. Well, I love the way you say your last name. I could practice for years and never be able to pronounce it that way. I love that accent. And
you're pretty good for an English person, because I've heard a lot worse. At least you're pretty close, so you did a good job.
Well, that means a lot, because I have messed up more last names than I have not. So anyway, we hope that you have a very successful, well, I don't hope. I know you're going to have a very successful year. You just broke the board and proved it. And I know that in the upcoming months, we're going to hear more from you. And just know that anything that we can do here at Tough Talk Radio Network to help you, we're just an email away.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Tony, for having me. And thank you, everybody, for listening. It was a blast.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, folks, now we're going to wrap up the show. We're up against the clock. I'm not even taking a commercial break. I'm breaking all the rules just because I had two incredible guests in the first full week of the year 2015. And what I want to point out to you is you, too, can be an international bestseller, selling author, or a number one bestselling author. The way it starts is by writing down your story. Tell your story. Tell it on paper. Tell it to the world. Empower others to help you gain access to the visibility you need to gain the credibility that will help you tell your story. And remember, that will help others be empowered to take the same journey. I hope everyone has a blessed week. And I look forward to you joining in every Thursday in the year 2015 from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. I know that if you want to improve yourself, you can do it just by taking one step forward towards something that you hate doing. So, see you next week. Make sure to tune in 30 minutes to Creating Business Harmony with Mike Calderwood here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next week, folks.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.